Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Jean-Michel Girard will be joining us, the international spokesman for Le Pen, for the National Front. Now under 20 days of rioting and race war and feeding on the population. And that's what the so-called liberal media has done, is energized populations to not assimilate, but to be angry and feel downtrodden. And I'm not saying these populations don't go through some problems either. It's just that it's a recipe for divide and conquer. So we'll talk to Le Pen's spokesman, Jean-Michel Girard, coming up here in just a few minutes. On the Walmart thing, you know, I called it Death Mart. They own over 700 of their own camps. These are literal prisons built onto factories. The children are brought up by age six in China and the rural areas and live in dormitories where they then work about half the day in a factory and the other half the day they get schooling, making firecrackers, socks, you know, everything. And, you know, everybody buys Chinese slave goods. They're everywhere. You go in stores, it's hard to find stuff. It's hard, folks. I mean, I'll go, ooh, this is made in Mexico. Ooh, this is made in Germany. Ooh, this is made in America. Ooh, I'll buy four of these. It's a hassle, folks. But our T-shirts are made in the USA and printed in the USA. They're not just printed. You know, it's also made in the USA. A lot of our videotapes and DVD stock is made in the USA and then manufactured. Sometimes it's hard. I go, I need to order another 1,000 DVDs. Oh, right now there's no U.S. stock. This is serious, folks. We're getting to the point where you can't buy American if you want to. All right, that's enough. We've got Jean Le Pen Girard coming up in a minute, but right now let's go to Steve in Tennessee. Steve, go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Great news from Tennessee.
Welcome.
This is a little off the subject today, but I thought you might get a kick out of this. In our local Fish Wrapper newspaper last week, a gentleman that manages a local internet wireless company tends to believe like we believe. Somehow the guy got on a couple of public access shows on cable, and the next thing you know, he was in the living section in our local paper. Well, to make a long story short, the guy believes that we're in end times, believes in Illuminati, shadow government, 911 cover up, just a lot of things we have in common. To make a long story short, he is without a job now because of simply, you know, using his free speech to tell what his opinion was on things. They decided they wouldn't, they just soon get by without him, but I thought you might get a kick out of it, see.
Well, send me the news article or the contact info for the guy. I'd like to have him on.
Well, I don't have any for the guy, but you might can call or get with KnoxNews.com. That's the website. And the author of the story was a lady by the name of Ina.
When did they write the news article?
Alex, it was, I believe, just about a week ago, last Wednesday.
Well, this happens a lot. You get in the newspaper for a company, you even get in the newspaper for something mild, and they'll fire you. Now, we don't like people that are involved in the community. We don't like people that are loose cannons. That should be honored. That was always honored in America. You know, they tell people, let your employees off for National Guard training. Well, even more important, let your employees off to go vote. Let your employees off to go protest. But instead, oh, no, we're going to punish you.
Well, I just thought you might get a kick out of it. I'm like you, it burned me up, too.
Well, people need to call that company and tell them that you're not going to buy their service because of what they did.
Well, I don't use them anyway, but I hope they do get some backlash out of it. But no, life will go on. But no, it's just so to go, you're correct. You know, freedom of speech is getting to be a thing of the past. It just burned me up to see it. But listen, I know you got people backed up, and if you take a notion to, it's KnoxNews.com. And I'd say if you get a hold of them,
Are you a WBCR listener?
Yes, sir, I am. I have a hard time getting it. It's the Blunt County, it's the county over. Yes, sir, I am indeed.
Well, we really appreciate you and that fine affiliate. Take care, my friend. Yeah, that's a great station. They even get ratings in counties that aren't even in their listening area now, carrying me for 3 or 4 years. We'll get you the ratings, folks. Don't worry about that. You still get the sponsorship. You got to support people that are telling the truth. See, this poor guy got fired over this, according to the caller. We're out of time. Jean Le Pen Girard coming up in the next segment. Going to be really honored to have him on with us to talk about Le Pen, who's been proven right and totally vindicated. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Developed to support respiratory health, Mucolixir is a new and unique product offered by Allergy Research Group. Mucolixir contains microdose DNA, a novel regulatory or signaling compound which appears to regulate mucus and cilia motion. Based on preclinical investigations and clinical trials, the small amount of DNA in Mucolixir may support healthy mucus levels via a regulatory mechanism. Dr. Albert Dahlberg, MD, PhD, states that microdose DNA does not cause any gene transfer. It is very safe and can be of considerable help to many people. Numerous doctors and patients have used Mucolixir with great results. There are dozens of scientific publications from university research on the use of the synthetic form of DNA for immune support in lung health. However, the DNA in Mucolixir is naturally occurring and is used only in microdose amounts. This novel approach has stunned both doctors and patients. Mucolixir can be found by visiting allergyresearchgroup.com or by calling 1-800-545-9960.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption. Defending liberty, resisting tyranny. All over the Western world, our governments are systematically dismantling our sovereignty. The Mecha, La Raza, La Reconquista groups openly, in major publications, call for killing all whites above the age of 16, and that is acceptable. Well, it's not acceptable when the Ku Klux Klan goes out and targets blacks. It's not acceptable when whites target blacks. It's not acceptable when Africans or Muslims target people. It's unbelievable. And France has had wide open arms, more than any other European country, lavishing welfare and support to these third world populations. And I've looked at the evidence, and they have been savaged for it. They have been blindsided, but not completely blindsided. Le Pen was demonized in our media and in British media, and even in the French press. World War II paratrooper, veteran, great patriot of France, for mildly saying we need to cut back on the number of illegals and legals. These people don't care about our culture. They don't respect our culture. They don't respect Western civilization. And I tell you, I saw this incredible new video animation that we have linked up on InfoWars.com right now that really, I think, says it all. It shows Paris burning, and then it cuts to the National Front energizing the public and then taking France back and then Europe back. I wish they'd add America into that equation. But the La Reconquista crowd claims that the U.S. belongs to them. Well, how can these groups over in Europe be rioting and burning now in, what, six countries, 20 days into it, and be chanting, this is our country? They should be loaded up and exported. If they don't sign loyalty oaths, if they don't show some interest in accepting and literally worshiping their national sovereignty, they need to be expelled. All right, that's enough. I'm ranting and raving already. It's really simple. If you don't like these countries, get out. If you don't like America, get out. If you don't like France, get out. All right, excuse me. But, I mean, seriously, it's disgusting. And Jean-Michel Girard is the Director of Foreign Affairs for the National Front and for Le Pen. Jean, it's great to have you on with us, sir.
Good evening, sir. Good afternoon, shall I say.
Do you have any comments, sir, on the statements I just made?
Well, I think that, you know, we cannot compare the situation in the U.S. to what's actually happening in France. But, yes, I mean, you know, if you... We have a statement in the Front National, which is, you know, if you do not like France, just quit. And that's, you know, basically resuming, I mean, not resuming, but actually voting for what you just said.
Absolutely. My wife reads French fluently, and she was, of course, reading over your platform. She's my producer. She just loves it. For the average person out there who can't go to the National Front or who can't read French, I know you also have it in English, break down what the National Front is all about, what you've said, what Le Pen has said, because everything he predicted, everything the National Front has predicted, unfortunately, has come to pass now with 20 days of bloodthirsty rioting.
Yes. Basically, you know, Mr. Le Pen, I mean, our beloved president has always been, fortunately or unfortunately, I mean, the future will tell us that, has always been absolutely right, and he's a great visionary when it comes to immigration and what a country needs to succeed. Unfortunately, despite the very high level of electorate that we have and the very high level of votes, we are still not represented in the National Assembly, which is quite a disgrace, but I guess that's French democracy, according to Mr. Chirac. But the point is that the analysis of Mr. Le Pen of the immigration laws, you know, for the past 20, 30 years is absolutely correct. And we are not against immigration, but we definitely are for controlled immigration where people can come to France and actually develop their own skills, but actually go back to their country and actually develop some kind of business there. Because it is obvious that within the Front National African program, we do have quite strong statements to make about there is no point about America, or the U.S., call it, or any other country for that matter, to dish out money to Africa, which is going to some political leaders that actually do nothing about it from the point of view of developing their own country. And the only way you can develop your own country is by training your people and creating some wealth within that country. And once people are actually wealthy, and I've got actually a very good standard of living in their own country, then you will see how amazing it is that immigration to the U.S. or immigration to Europe would actually cease,
well,
or
sir,
at least reduce.
Sir, we see people beating down the doors to get into the United States, the U.K.,
yeah.
France, the Netherlands, and then a lot of them, once they get here, especially once the liberal politicians get a hold of them, and the universities fill them full of hatred of our countries, and then they literally run around openly trying to bring the country down. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. If these countries are so bad, why do they want to be here? And then why is Chirac and others engaging in these parliamentary maneuvers to try to keep you guys from coming into power when clearly you've got a majority in many areas of France? And then on top of that, you guys have lavished, and I've looked at the welfare numbers, France is one of the most liberal at just lavishing money and goodies and benefits on these foreigners, and then they just seem to even hate you more. Why is that?
Well, I think they, you know, here again, we go back to the concept of uncontrolled immigration. I mean, we do have many immigrants in France, as you well know, We've got about 6 million, 10% of the population today represents about, you know, the immigrant population that we have. Now, fortunately, I mean, you do have, because immigration is a matter of, in many cases, especially coming from Africa, old French African colonies, or the northern African part, the immigrants here are actually coming or came by choice, you know, one or two or three generations ago, because the situation was actually deteriorating in their own countries. Now, once they are in France, I mean, fortunately, quite a few of those people are actually well integrated and assimilated into French culture. But your point is absolutely right. I mean, there is an element of those people who refuse totally the French way of life, and not only do they refuse it, but they actually want to dictate to us, I mean, the French people, you know, how we should actually do things. In other words, I mean, why should we start to accept, you know, Islamic representation of religion in France, which is basically, as you well know, a very Catholic country? Now, those people are just going about their business and saying to us, you know, we are actually quite entitled to be in France, to, you know, you should change your way of life and start reading the Quran. Now, I mean, I think that's pushing it a bit far. You know, people have got such an ideal, I mean, you know, as you correctly said, should actually go back where they come from. If people are prepared to assimilate to our way of life, if they've got a job, you know, because to come to a country, I mean, every one of those people will actually create a wall and saying, but, you know, I am a French citizen, I've got a French ID card, and I think, well, I say to them, well, that's wonderful. You know, you have a French ID card, but don't forget that French ID card is giving you some rights, which are most of the time abusing. But secondly, you know, what about your duties towards the country, towards the flag, and towards the environment that we live in?
Absolutely.
And that they seem to forget.
We're talking to the Director of Foreign Affairs for the National Front. Of course, that's Le Pen, Jean-Michel Girard. Sir, I want to get into what's actually happened over there, because I read French newspapers in English. I read the British newspapers pouring gasoline on people, burning down nurseries, murdering people en masse. And then by the time it gets to our news, oh, the evil police, you know, the governments, you know, and Jacques Chirac is promising more goodies and more opportunities to the youth, acting like the looters and the murderers are somehow good people. I mean, please give us a report on what's really happening in the 20th day of rioting and killing that's going on, and then give us your response to Jacques Chirac groveling to these usurpers.
Right, well, first of all, as far as the situation is concerned, when it comes to the killings and things like that, I mean, that's not correct. Okay, I mean, one has to be absolutely exact about what's going on. But actually...
Okay, well then let's be specific, sir. Let's be specific. I mean, I've read in newspapers about people being beaten, being shot, being poured gasoline on them. That's been in our newspapers. That's been in British newspapers and French.
Yeah.
Okay, specifically are people being killed?
What I'm trying to say is that you employed the word killings, meaning there were many of them, but it's not the case, okay? I mean, I just want to put the record straight when it comes to that.
Sure, but killing would be plural.
I mean, doesn't matter, you know, the fact that there was one or two people is bad enough, okay? When it comes to what's actually happening today or what has been happening, there's a lot of petrol bombings of cars, obviously, of properties, of nursery schools, of some of the Department of State buildings, and obviously people are getting a bit touchy and very irritated about it. This is why a curfew has been instituted, and a state of an emergency in inverted commas, you know, there's a lot of control from the police. But the point is that, and this is the weakness of the French government for the past 20 years,
Director, we've got a break. Please just stay with us 5 more minutes. We've got a break. Quick break. We'll come right back. I want you to be able to finish your statement and give us the website. We're talking to the Director of Foreign Affairs for the National Front, Jean-Michel Girard. I'm Alex Jones, your host, InfoWars.com.
Welcome to RealityZone.com. My name is G. Edward Griffin. When I wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island, A Second Look at the Federal Reserve, I said, we must create an entirely new money supply which is 100% backed by precious metals, and we must do this within a reasonably short period of time. I'm now pleased to inform you that the Liberty Dollar Organization has done precisely that. The Liberty Dollar is 100% backed and redeemable in gold and silver. So, if you want to make money and protect your purchasing power, I encourage you to visit the Liberty Dollar at www.libertydollar.org or call 888-421-6181 to find out about getting a free copy of The Creature from Jekyll Island. That's www.libertydollar.org or call toll-free 888-421-6181.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to FilterMag.com. That's FilterMag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
By the way, the National Front is a friend of all human beings that love sovereignty and freedom. They were instrumental in defeating, getting the French people to defeat the Euro expansion, which would have taken more sovereignty away from the countries. And Le Pen and the National Front are launching a European-wide new website and organization for all their national sovereignties, because by having all the nations be sovereign, that makes France even more sovereign. I mean, it makes sense. We have to stop this global government, and that's another exciting thing Le Pen does. That's why he's been demonized. Please talk about that and talk about your new website, and I want to just... Again, commend Le Pen here for his leadership. Are we going to be able to see the National Front now sweep to power in France?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Can you comment on that about, number one, the National Front being able to now get into power in France, and also this move to unite the countries against the current euro?
Okay, well, from the point of view of the National Front getting into power, I mean, we have been trying since the inception of the Front National, from Mr. Le Pen in 1972. As you can see, we've been at it for about 33 years. We had a very good record at the last presidential election when Mr. Le Pen came second, to Jacques Chirac. And in fact, I think that... It is pretty sad to say, but I think we have reached the stage where, with the events, the present events in France, and the French people, the true French people, being quite fed up with which is actually going on. I mean, Mr. Le Pen has more and more chances to actually, to get to the prime role of being able to convert and revert to what France should be. Now, that's unfortunately going to happen in 2007, which is still a little while away, but we are going to work at it, and our influence is felt more and more in all the provinces, because what has predicted Le Pen has in fact arrived. It is upon us now, and I don't think it's actually going to settle. It is going to be... the thing that we have to carry on, and hopefully we're going to win more and more votes.
Well, Jean-Michel,
the point is that the Chirac government is obviously very scared of that, and that's why we expect that most probably they're going to change the voting laws again before 2007, which would be very sad.
Now again, they're
because
doing
when Chirac knows he's going to lose, it's like a football match. Okay, you change the goalpost.
Exactly. So there have been a lot of parliamentary maneuvers, that's been in our own news, to manipulate and keep Le Pen from winning. But I don't think they're going to be able to squelch the will of the people for long. He put everything he could into getting Euro expansion, but he failed thanks to the National Front.
Yes, absolutely. Now, to come back to the point of, we want to actually... France to be France the way it should be, and it deserves to be for the future, for now and the future. And we have got a great heritage, and like in the US, like in England, like anywhere else in the world, I mean, each country must have their own sovereignty, and that's what we must keep, okay? And that, when I say that, I mean, that applies to the third world too. I mean, there is no way that we can start dictating whatever should be going on in the third world.
They have chosen
to be independent, and now when you are independent, you do what as you please in your own country. And all we are asking within Europe is that the French people should do as they please in their own country, so they should do in the UK, and so on and so forth.
Sir, can I get you, Director, to please mention the new move by Le Pen and by the National Front to get other European countries to move forward with nationalistic systems?
Yes, absolutely. And on that effect, we have created a new website, which is going to be on the air in a few weeks' time. We had various meetings with quite a few countries on that subject, and basically to inform the people around the world that we are not the only one in Europe to fight for sovereignty and to fight for our culture and the respect of our countries. That new site will include mainly all the countries in Europe, and obviously any countries who wish to join the site.
And we're talking about a unified front to do this. Please give us that website, sir.
So it would be www.euronet.com.
Director, I really appreciate you coming on with us, Jean-Michel Girard, and I look forward to talking to you again in the future.
It's my pleasure, and all I have to say is...
Hold on one second.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Michel Girard is a really busy man, especially right now with many of his major cities on fire. Now into the 20th day of rioting and attacks going on in six countries, by the way, but the most they're in France. He was finishing up, so we held him over just to finish up. You had one more thing to add, sir.
Pardon? Sorry, I didn't catch that.
Oh, no, I was saying you had one more thing to add, sir.
Yes, I had one more thing to add when I was finishing up, and that was that I strongly believe in the United States of America, and I think it's a great country, and I think, you know, you must keep it the way it should be, and that is within all the correct infrastructure and keep it the way that it has been from, you know, and especially what it actually represents to the outside world. And that is, you know, a country where success is the key. And success in any, in from the point of view of relationships, from the point of view of business, from the point of view of wealth and prosperity, and, you know, from the point of view of giving the opportunity of every human being to actually develop and contribute to this wonderful country of yours.
Well, thank you so much, and we appreciate France and your help in founding this country, something that many people forget, and we appreciate France and all the incredible culture that you guys have contributed, and we need to protect that and watch it grow, not watch people who hate it basically take it over. And so Godspeed, sir, and take care.
Thank you. Thank you, too.
Bye-bye. All right, he's gone now, and his phone actually cut out right as we went to break, and then he'd gotten in his car, so there we got some of the Paris street sounds as the war goes on there. Now, pretty mainstream. I mean, these guys are a lot more what you'd call liberal than, say, Pat Buchanan. Le Pen doesn't want to give up all French sovereignty and didn't want to give up the French money, the French franc. They didn't want to give up total control of their nation. And Jacques Chirac pretty much is a dictator. They keep rewriting the rules right at election time and ignoring elections. I mean, Le Pen is very popular in France, 55-60%, but it doesn't matter. They have special voting systems and special elections, and the party in power rewrites things routinely. And so right now, Jirox, we're going to increase the illegal aliens, we're going to increase the money they get. We're going to do all this. And then that hurts the good people from Latin America, and that's a small group, but the good people from Africa or Asia or the Middle East, that ruins their lives. They're there making money, raising their kids, living in a free country. And, you know, I'm a friend of the Middle East. I'm never saying bomb, kill all the Arabs, they're the enemy, they're the devil. But there are certain Muslim groups who do come in and say, this is our country, you're going to convert to the Quran, you're going to do what we say. And no, that's not going to happen. You're not our boss. And you're only playing to the hands of the globalists. Let me explain how this works. These are free societies. At least they were. And when I say love it or leave it, love America, love France, love England, what I mean to say is that if you want to criticize a police state, you want to criticize face scanning cameras, you want to criticize 70% tax rates, you want to criticize genetically modified food. I mean, I have commended French farmers for burning police stations and attacking government buildings when they try to force them to eat and grow genetically modified food that will destroy their culture. I mean, I commend Hugo Chavez when he pulls his ambassadors out of Mexico and says the U.S. is run by criminals and that he's against it. And I mean, I commend Hugo Chavez. I'm for whoever's fighting the New World Order, folks. And but at the same time, you just hate America, or you want to overthrow this country, or you want to come here and bring us into the Pan-American Union and bring us into this New World Order. Yes, you should be deported. I don't care if you're a citizen. You actively work to overthrow this country and the Bill of Rights. You need to be in prison. You need to go to jail. Now, I don't mean just saying, getting out and saying we should be the UN, we should be world government. That's free speech. I mean, if you're in the government and you're openly trying to subvert us and hand us over to foreign power, that's treason. Nothing else, nothing more. Period. And you get a bunch of people pumping in by the millions, the tens of millions in France, running around saying that this isn't France and we're going to take it over and this is now an African colony. Give me a break. I mean, we're not. But again, it's the media. It's the culture. They literally. It's, you'll see our television here in the U.S. You're listening overseas. It's all about racial tension, racial politics. They're literally energizing it to have us all at each other's throats. And Jacques Chirac's going to use this as a police state to crack down on the general public. And it's just going to intensify. It's the same thing in France. The same thing in France, the same thing in England. The British people do not want this. But Blair signed secret deals. It's been all over the British newspapers to bring in millions of these illegal aliens. Did you know they let the illegal aliens ride the trains? and literally walk through the tunnel from France, and just and the several groups like the American Red Cross and the Red Cross have set up the French Red Cross have set up a big train station right there just to stage all the North African illegals and the rest of them. And every night, I mean, I've seen IT and television video of this. They just come run yelling and laughing by the hundreds every night out of the tunnel. And the British police have been told to just stand down and just let it happen. Meanwhile, I'm on the street interviewing people in England, and cops come over and say I'm not allowed to videotape, you know, in downtown London and start harassing me. We have it on video. It's put on the website. We're going to put it in a film. But it's already there for the PrisonPlanet.tv members. I mean, let the illegal aliens pour in, but everybody's got to give their rights up because the terrorists are about to attack. You see, it doesn't hold water. So what's happening is these bad immigrants are ruining it for the good immigrants. I mean, I think immigration is strong. Is a good part of a country, makes a country stronger if it's controlled and focused. And if people are brought here who want to work, and immigrants have always wanted to work hard, whether they were from Mexico or Germany or China. Now they get here, and the government's trying to get them on welfare. I mean, they actually push welfare on the illegal and legals. Again, to get them into the system, to have them as a client group, to play off against the population. Big move coming up to tax and regulate the Internet by the United Nations. We have the president of the National Taxpayers Union joining us coming up for about 30 minutes the next hour. Right now, we're going to take calls. Let's talk to Pat in Ohio. Pat, you're on the air. Then we'll go to Barney and others. Welcome, Pat.
Oh, how you doing again?
Good.
I had a question. I've been really reviewing the tape on martial law, 9/11. And,
yes.
It's really good. I've been passing them out to a lot of people. And but, you know, I was wondering, when you mentioned Payne Stewart, I think that was on that particular tape. I'm wondering, you know, and you also, in your summation of what you think happened regarding this 9/11 event, I'm thinking that perhaps, do you think they could have done that to Payne Stewart and the people? You know, you mentioned about the emission of gas that knocked out the passengers on Flight 11 and 175 that crashed into the towers.
Well, that's from our internal sources and Pentagon sources from day one that knockout gas was in PAX, was administered. But we know they took control of the aircraft. We know that was staged. With Payne Stewart, the reason we bring up Payne Stewart is back in 99, his plane was off course less than an hour.
Right, and then the jet fighter pilots, they were there in less than 20 minutes, I think, to escort them, to check it all out.
18 minutes, exactly. To be specific, I don't have the USA Today news articles in front of me, but I put those in the films. But going back to memory, to be more specific, it wasn't off course for an hour. 47 minutes into flight. I'm going from memory here, but you can just type Payne Stewart USA Today into the search engine, and it'll pop up a picture of him and then the 1999 article, but there was a bunch of them. 47 minutes from takeoff, they'd flown out of Florida, I think they were over Georgia. Then they got out over some of the other states, and then they knew that it was off course. Then they launched F-16s, and less than 20 minutes later, from the time they learned it was off course, because it didn't get off course until 47 minutes into flight, then within 18 minutes, 17 minutes, the fighter jets were around it, and they followed it for several hours. It was a big media circus, and then it crashed in a cornfield, was it in Nebraska? And so that happened. Now, they had planes from 18 minutes from the time it went off course, 18 minutes or 17 minutes, forget which one, they had planes around it. And so then, and they've done that thousands of times. I mean, I know pilots who've been in a Cessna or been in a Piper or been in a little jet, and they got to fly around two thunderstorms, and they beg, can I please fly over your military base? No, you can't. You've got to land at this little airport, or you've got to put it down on the highway. You are not allowed to fly over this restricted airspace. Who actually have had them threaten to launch F-16s on them? Or people who've accidentally just strayed over in a small corridor over some controlled airspace, and the F-16 flies up, aims missiles at them, and orders them to land, and the FAA is there, and they run on and arrest them. I mean, I've talked to people that's happened to. I know pilots who've been threatened to be shot down. It is a routine occurrence, and the federal government, you can find the head of NORAD, the spokesman was in articles going, this is ridiculous, we didn't stand down, we've never intercepted a plane. And then you can type his name into Google, and that's in the film, and find him going back, you know, 2 years ago talking about, oh, we've done a great job, we've had 1,400 intercepts in the last 10 years. And then he was quoted by Popular Mechanics hit piece going, we've never intercepted a plane except for Payne Stewart. We've never? And then you can type his name into Google and find him at all the other incident reports listing thousands of cases. I mean, it's just they're liars. They're liars. Why are they lying? Sorry, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I was just wondering if that's, you know, when you mentioned the emission of gas that went throughout the two flights.
I don't think Bill Clinton would kill Payne Stewart just because he said he hated Bill Clinton and had done all that. But people did say, was he Clinton? And really what probably happened is they lost pressure. Though it is suspicious, okay. Most pilots know how to feel the symptoms of that to a slow leak. A slow leak wouldn't be instant, but they would feel it and have an oxygen alarm go off. It is very suspicious. Was it a test? I don't know. I tend to try to look at, you know, the non-conspiracy theory, and then, I mean, why do they want to kill Payne Stewart?
I was just wondering if possibly they were just using it as a test, you know, perhaps on him or whoever.
I don't know what happened. It's an interesting question, and we'll probably never know. You know, the New World Order knows, and God knows.
Right. What about your this other guy mentioned something about the D.C. snipers. Now, I don't think they had anything to do. I think it was George on the other tape, George.
George Humphrey?
Yeah, and he mentioned the D.C. snipers.
Total government operation. That's.
You think so?
Oh, absolutely. That takes hours to cover, and we did multiple.
Those guys, to me, were just whacked out. It seemed like they just hit personal, especially the older one. He just hit personal problems. He was angry with his wife. Yeah, John Muhammad, or whatever his name was. He was angry with his wife.
It takes hours to go over that. There's so much evidence. I thanks for the call. But look, I'm not challenging you. It's just a preponderance of evidence, Pat, shows that was a government op. And if I have to try to go over that, it just takes hours. I've done the shows. The websites are built. The pages have been written. Did you know that in Operation Northwoods, the U.S. government planned to carry out 9/11-style attacks, staging government ops, getting on planes with fake flight lists, having those planes land somewhere else, having drones blow up, passenger jets blow up and claim the Cubans killed them, killing John Glenn in orbit and claiming the commies killed them, bombing D.C., bombing Miami, killing Marines, having U.S. Army dressed up like Cubans kill Marines at Guantanamo, then blame it on Castro. So it's in the Northwoods, actually. Let's kill our troops. It's right there. And that's declassified public. But what else is in there? They said we could have sniper attacks in D.C. and in in Miami. And it said we could wound people or just kill them. And it said we even got a plan, it lists a plan, another classified document, but it lists the plan, how to frame patsies. They say we can go kill people. And then we can have our snipers shoot men and women, and then we'll just grab some patsies. And then you look at Muhammad. And folks, this is real. This is really in government documents. This is MKUltra, Naomi, all of them. They really can do it, and they both fit the MO. Muhammad and the other guy, crazed, obviously drugged out, just like McVeigh. McVeigh was found by state troopers drooling, saying, please help me know I've got a chip. And then state troopers were in the Daily Oklahoman saying this. See, that was his code. He had the car phone. He gets the call. He pulls over, foaming at the mouth, literally dripping saliva. That's the keyword. I mean, you're tortured for months, keywords, given PCP, LSD, peyote. They can just say keywords, and then they'll usually give you some psychological connection. You don't really have a chip in you, but that's somehow the trigger to where you think it's inside you. You see, they'll try to tie it into something that sounds probable. And then, I got a chip, get it out of me, it hurts. The guy who just perfectly cooked all this ammonia together and parks it out there and then does all this, and then now he's in a white car with no license plates with a gun in the dashboard going, help me to the state police, I've got a chip, foaming at the mouth. Now, it's the same thing with Muhammad and his sidekick. Death shed cards, they're leaving Bushmaster 322. 223, shell casings, all the witnesses, white witnesses. It wasn't blacks being racist. White witnesses. Yeah, white vans. There's a bunch of them. White guys, short haircuts. You know, yeah, they look like delivery guys. I saw them shoot them. You know, no, no, you saw wrong. No, no. And then they just find these guys asleep in a parking lot. And it's the truck driver. Oh, we all need to tattletale on each other now. See, the truck driver, he found them. And you never hear of them again. This is classic MO. I've seen it so many times, it makes my head spin. Barney in Maryland, site of the CIA operation. There's 100 other points, too. Barney, go ahead.
Yeah, pertaining to France, almost every stage event in history, outsiders, one world agitators, have been the cause. Just like right now, the U.S. CIA and the Mossad and the British MI6 are trying to create a guerrilla warfare in Iraq and trying to divide and cause conflict between the different religious factions. And the Illuminati plans, the protocols were used back in the 1700s to do the same thing to France.
Well, they actually caught the Illuminati with the documents, and it is admitted, it's not an urban legend, it's in the Encyclopedia Britannica, that the Illuminati engineered the French Revolution. It was totally staged. That's admitted. Stay there, Barney. I'll let you finish up on the other side. Good to hear from you. And we'll let Barney finish up with his little tidbit of knowledge, very informative and accurate, and we will continue on the other side. And we've got another guest coming up. And more of your calls, 1-800-259-9231. The websites are InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.net, and PrisonPlanet.com. Check them all out today. Stay with us. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're going to go back to Barney and others here in just a moment. By the way, you've only got about another week to get my original Dark Secrets inside Bohemian Grove, where we snuck into the elite super secret satanic compound back in July of 2005, years ago. It is 2 hours and 5 minutes long, and I cut about 30 minutes out of the film, stuff you'll never see again. And I've made a new director's cut that's only 1 hour and 30 minutes long, and it's been updated, had some new stuff added. So in a way, it had even more than 30 minutes cut out. And then I combined with that a new 45-minute film I've made called The Order of Death, that I'm really proud of, that ties into Skull and Bones, the Illuminati, and shows locals doing their own rituals that have protested us talking about the rituals. That Grove employee who was able to sneak in and who was able to get video inside the owl and photos, that's all in The Order of Death now. And so both those films on one DVD or one VHS. And it's been sent off, and it's being printed right now. We were late getting them the covers a little bit. It's my fault. So it'll be in about a week and a half or so. But I'm not offering it until it's here. So you got about a week and a half left to get the original Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. If you want it, go to InfoWars.com and order via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart. I'm signing all of these that go out, these last few hundred. That's InfoWars.com. So everybody that gets one, I have signed them, and they're in there right now in the room next to me, ready to be shipped out to you, and then you can get the new one when it comes. And that's The Order of Death with the remastered, re-edited Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. So that's InfoWars.com to order the original film while it's still available. It will be a collector's item. Or to call toll-free, you can get it, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Two new books we're carrying. That is Codex Magica, and it is fully 620-something pages, over 1,000 photos and documents, the secret Illuminati language exposed. People are really impressed with this book. And it's an easy read, too, at the same time. It's like a picture book, but it also has a lot of beefy text as well. We're carrying The Coming Battle, written in 1898, about the Federal Reserve trying to take over and what they would do, and everything they talk about has happened. An amazing book we're carrying. All of that and a lot more at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com via the Safe Secure online shopping cart. And never forget PrisonPlanet.tv. All now 13 of my films, including The Order of Death, it's already up there. My weekly TV reports, so you can go download them all, put them onto your desktop, burn them to CD, give them to people. All of my best audio interviews from the radio show, my book, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of other e-books, a bunch of other videos, and it's all available at PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions. Get a yearly subscription, you get 3 months free. It's also a great present to give, and it makes this broadcast possible. Barney and Marilyn, finish up what you were saying, sir.
That was about it. I just wanted to point out that the same pattern has been used over and over again down through history to control people and governments.
What do you think of what's happening in France now, going into 20 days of burning and looting?
It's just a staged event. We got to look at all ourselves as actors reading a script, almost. We're all puppets.
That's what Shakespeare said, is the whole world is a stage and all of us actors upon it.
I believe it. Okay, thank you.
Well, thank you, Barney. Good to hear from you. Certainly, we are actors on the stage if we play the roles they give us, if we take the labels they give us and take them on. But they hate Le Pen. I mean, did you hear how mild that was with their international director? I mean, mild stuff. And immigrants are great. We just can't have them wanting to kill us, and we have to restrict it. And if they say they hate this country, they should leave. We're against the euro taking all our freedoms away. Ooh, radical. Ooh, Le Pen, evil. So see, you got a chance to actually hear what their views really are. We're going to win this fight.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.